If there's some breaking news.
There is. Okay, go on. Now he's quiet again. Here we go. Right? KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Chris Hockey. A police officer in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, hired two prostitutes he'd found on Instagram, 22-year-old Melissa Dacier and 25-year-old Niche Rivera. They went to a bunch of strip clubs and bars and then back to his hotel, where at some point one of them stole his service weapon. They're still looking for it. We go live to Boston, where Meets Us Paul Lambert is on location. Paul, what's going on there?
Hi, gentlemen. We are live on the scene of the Hookers and Cops sequel. It's obviously, you got the news story wrong. It is a movie. It is not an actual story. They are remaking an old, old movie starring Dean Cain and Gina Davis.
Ooh.
And weirdly enough, Dean Cain plays the two hookers. I had an interview with Dean Cain, but he was in character and wouldn't break character. And the funny part is one of the hookers doesn't speak, and that happened to be the hooker I happened to interview. So I have nothing for you.
Got it.
Hell of a report. Thank you.
Can I ask you fellas a question?
John and I quickly traveled to his next location. By the way, headed to Utah.
I didn't know. I guess I hadn't thought of this, but
yeah.
If you hired two prostitutes.
Not one, but two.
I didn't know. I guess, hang on. I did know this, but I didn't think of this, if that makes sense. If you hire escorts, they will escort you places, right? They'll go with you.
Hell yeah.
It's not just straight back to a hotel room.
Right.
Sounded like they had a nice little day full of activities. Right? They're bar hopping. They're going to bars. They're going to strip clubs. He's like, the end game is taking both of them back to the hotel room.
Sure.
But
he wants a girlfriend experience.
Right. Sure. It's two girlfriend experiences. Sure. Let's go get a couple of beers. Let's go watch the game.
Mm.
Let's go to the strip club.
Yeah,
then
right.
Let's go. Can you imagine what that must have cost to spend the whole day?
I can.
With two of them?
Yes.
How much? Well, it cost him his gun because they stole his gun.
Sure. And probably his job.
In the neighborhood of $3,500. Just a guess.
Just a guess. What a waste of money. Should be legal.
Waste of money.
Yeah, I mean, just the rest of it. Going to a sports bar and watching the game.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah,
just go straight to the hotel.
Okay, cool.
Take her to the Red Roof Inn.
Right. KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Chris Hockey. Dennis Butler turned 66 on Friday. Dennis from Moore, Utah, decided to get in his car and go celebrate it. He started celebrating by ramming his car into other people on the road and then got out, and mooned everybody who drove by. He's been arrested on several felony charges. We go live to Moore, Utah, when Meat Sauce Paul Lambert reports.
Thank you, Chris Hockey.
Yes.
This is Paul Meat Sauce Lambert live on the scene. Dennis Butler, the known mooner in Utah, was simply out ramming. Now we have found out that Dennis Butler has been in prison before for doing the exact same thing. The weird part about Dennis Butler is that's how he says hi. He had no clue that mooning was illegal. He just likes showing his butt cheeks to random people as he slams into them from behind. Back to you.
Comes in handy in prison.
Interesting.
So he's been in prison before. But he had no idea that mooning was illegal.
Know. I wonder what he
and
was in prison
66.
For.
He's 66. The first time Dennis Butler has heard that indecent exposure is frowned upon legally.
Right. Well, happy birthday, Dennis. Hell of a report.
To be fair, that greeting is, encouraged in
widely
prison.
Known.
Sure.
Yeah,
encouraged
right.
in prison.
Yeah, sure.
Weekly follow-up question, Chris.
Please,
again.
Yes,
just remind the listeners how much you spent for him to go to improv class for 1 week.
$350.
Right, and then he pocketed all of it,
yep,
right?
He got his money back.
It was refunded, and then he never gave it back to you.
He never did. Never did, yep.
Okay, story number three.
Story number three. KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Chris Hockey. A clash of cultures has erupted in New York City. Some rich Brooklynites very upset that their luxury apartment building is being ruined by rowdy young college students. The amenity-loaded doorman building in downtown Brooklyn offers everything from a 29th-floor roof terrace to the Statue of Liberty views. The problem is the girls sunbathing topless on top of the building. We go live to New York City, where Meat Sauce Paul Lambert files this report. Meat Sauce.
Thank you, Chris Hockey. Because of where we work, the cell phone service is not good. I heard Class of Vultures, so that's what I'm going with. It is very odd to see a group of birds with actual money and be able to put a down payment down on an apartment complex in New York City. For the topless chicks, they are still up here, but for the vultures that have moved in and found a way to live like humans, I have no idea how they did it. They have money, they have down payments, and oddly enough, they are now running the entire apartment building. Billy McFarlane is on the scene, and he has given them Magnesis credit cards. Back to you.
Just legit highway robbery for $350.
It was classic cultures. He heard vultures.
Then he thinks they're the vultures that were parodying the Beatles in Jungle Book.
Right.
And they are somehow checking out the topless chicks and now running the apartment complex because they are, quote, living like humans. I mean, he's...
Hallucinating tigers.
No, he's just... Got any more?
Yeah, I got one more, if you're interested. I mean, okay.
Well, my interest level is...
You'd have trouble topping that.
Okay, cool. Now irrelevant.
Here we go. KFAN News Break. I'm Chris Hockey. Dateline Florence, South Carolina. Air service into and out of Florence Regional Airport has been disrupted because of a scantily clad woman trespassing onto the airport's grounds. During the time, American Airlines flights from Charlotte were sent back to Charlotte and then canceled because the scantily clad woman will not leave the runway area. We go live to Florence, South Carolina, where Meat Sauce files this report. Meat Sauce.
Bonjour. It's been tough over here in Florence. I don't speak French. I don't know how to communicate with anyone here in Florence. Everyone is topless, and as Buzz said in Home Alone, isn't it true that French babes don't shave their pits? I found that to be very true here on my journey to Florence. For the runway at the airport, I have no clue because, I'll be honest, I have completely been lost in translation. I don't know how to speak French. All I know how to say is bonjour. My journey here is just as worthless as the 5 years of Mandarin I took in high school.
Come on back in the studio. Come on back in.
Just put the phone down.
Come on back in.
Yeah. Walk back
in. This is going to be fun to explain.
Come on back in.
Here he comes. He's opening the door.
Did he come back in there?
Tearing down the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Hi, Paul. Have a seat. Crystal would like to speak with you.
We're gonna get some feedback.
Yeah, babe.
This may be a tough conversation.
Just, I mean, if for the bit to work, you're going to need to listen.
I was listening.
No. There's Florence. Well, there's so many things wrong.
You need to listen and to know some basic geography.
Yeah. First of all, I was in Florence, South Carolina. Second of all, I believe there's a place you were thinking about is Florence, Italy. And they don't, their native language, not French.
They speak Italian.
They speak Italian.
In Italy.
So for the bit to work, Chris is right. You do have to listen. Could I add one other thing to make the bit work?
Yeah.
Crack a joke once in a while. Mix in something fun.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Dabble in comedy.
Corey, you do me a favor.
Sprinkle it in.
This is the actual paper that the bit is written on.
I see it.
Would you set this on Sauce's head, right on his head, like an apple?
Yeah.
Hold it still. Now back away.
All right, hang on. Paul, don't move, please.
Don't move.
Oh, you missed. Oh, that's all right. We'll make it work.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I missed. Well, that bit's dead.
Yep. We can say bonjour to that bit.
Oh, well.
By the way, can I? One other thing.
Yes, sir.
Now it's 5 years of Mandarin? I thought it was four.
Yeah, we did now change that at some point, yeah.
That was a joke.
Ni hao. Oh, great joke.
Yeah, great joke.
Ni hao. Bonjour.
Hi.
Hi.
A lot of topless gals. The topless gals in...
Yeah, he's horny today.
In the apartment building in New York, and that's now there's a scantily clad gal on the runway.
Yeah, that's right.
In Florence, Italy.
Uh-huh. In Florence, South Carolina.
SpongeBob.
John Bonus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your gift of the night shirt.
Bonus.
Yes.
Night shirt.
I would like you to know that I did not only wear mine most of the day, I wore it to bed that evening.
Uh-huh.
Sans panties.
Sure. That's the way to do it.
Thank you. I discovered that it just held in too much heat for me. Just too much heat.
Really?
Yep.
Too hot.
I woke up with it. It's satin softness stuck to my nethers because of the amount of heat generating from my ballage area. So I appreciate it. I can't do the nightshirt.
All right.
But during the day, I felt very comfortable in it.
My nightshirt feedback goes as follows. Okay. You may have missed this when I recapped it the following day. That day that you gave it to us.
Before you wore it, did you wash it and then dry it and then hang it up?
No. Here's the problem. I have yet to wear it.
Oh. All right.
And here's why.
Oh.
Here's why. I unwrapped it, or took it out of the container that it was delivered in.
I remember that, yep. Mm-hmm.
And my wife, Angie, said, "What is that?" And I said, "John Bonus wears a nightshirt." And we made fun of him, so he gave each one of us one.
Right.
I took it out and held it up.
Uh-huh.
She immediately took a picture of me holding it up and shamed it to all of her female friends. Basically, like, this is going to be my life. Mm-hmm. And, of course, their feedback was, that's a moo-moo. That's a moo-moo.
Sure.
So that's a moo-moo.
Right.
That's what Mama June would wear. Even post-weight loss. And then... In no uncertain terms, she...
I don't think I got you overly large.
It was pretty tarpy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
She said, essentially, if I see you in that, see yourself out the door.
She did say that.
Yeah. So, I'm not saying I'm never going to try it. All I'm saying is I'm going to have to try it when she's either not in the house or I'm somewhere else. So, for example, maybe a great bit in Las Vegas.
Oh.
During the Power Trips Vegas trip
was her.
One night I spend the night in the nightshirt.
All right.
You know, by myself in a hotel room.
Sure.
I won't be judged.
Make yourself feel pretty.
Right. And then I can give a report the following day at B-Dubs.
Mm-hmm.
To the masses. Because my wife will not allow me to wear it.
No. All right.
No. No.
It was a strong no. And then she said, "Does John legitimately wear this?" And I said, "Yeah, he asked for it for Christmas. He has worn it since. He loves it."
It was an experiment, and I do like it.
You don't get too warm.
No, because, you know, it moves up and down easily.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not looking
for
that.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. So you just lift it up.
Yeah, just
let
slide
him breathe
up a little bit. Yeah, let
it's like a garage
a
door.
Bit.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. John, predict your commute home now leaving the Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh, it's going to be at least an hour, hour and a half.
Hmm. Do you have a busy day?
I've got a 9 o'clock meeting. I'm sweating getting there back.
Well, good luck.
Sauce? Any nightshirt update?
Mine's in my desk.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Right.
Bonjour. Here's the thing about that. No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in my desk.
Why is it in your desk?
Because you left it sitting on the table.
No, outside. What?
Yep.
Well, then it's in Hockey's desk.
I want to hear about Sauce in the burgundy nightshirt. Mm. I want a test drive from Sauce.
My prediction is that...
I want to see if Muppet runs away in fear.
That's the point. It's based on the way Meat Sauce sleeps. Muppet will think that the opening is a cave, and she will absolutely burrow.
Oh, good idea.
Right in there.
Right in there, man. Yep. Get in there. All right, John, we love you. Have a great
love
trip.
You
thanks,
too,
John.
Yeah.
To the lovely state of Florida.
I shall do that. Check out GleamingInTheGeek.com, TwinsDaily.com. We're going to have lots of spring training coverage. It's baseball season. Pitcher to Catcher's Report. Tomorrow.
Thank you for your honesty.
That's right.
Let's go.
In nightshirts. Maybe. Carly Zucker, if she can fight traffic, will be here next. Same thing with Mark Rosen. Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as we get a break, for those of you who tuned into the Power Trip this morning, as a thank you, here's to you. I'd like to give you, yes you, a Valentine's Day gift. A Drops of Light diamond pendant and a Love Your Melon beanie, which we've been giving away all week on the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm going to give one away right now. Shop early. Get it off your to-do list. Get to Wedding Day Diamonds today and WeddingDayDiamonds.com. 11th caller, 651-989-5326, 1-800-320-5326, gets the drop of lights, diamond pendant, and the Love Your Melon beanie, thanks to Wedding Day Diamonds.